Anime. This is what we're doing. Anime.
I heard about this anime.
Uh-huh. This week is we'll be shorter because we've only done two episodes of JoJo Golden Wind.
Mm-hmm.
This is episode 34
and 35?
Is it? Or 33, 34? Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you, but it's the most recent two. The first episode is Colosseum Powers. Mm-hmm. No Colosseum Time.
Mm-hmm. They had just defeated Mudman.
Right. Oh, yeah, and Bucciarati.
Yeah. And Bruno's like, oh, no, I'm actually dying.
Oh, yes. I feel nothing.
I can't see. I can't hear anymore. My fingers are just bones.
Yes. And he's like, young man, please. Please help me cross the street.
But little does he know.
Yeah.
The young man is Diavolo.
Yes. The boss.
The boss.
The boss.
Yeah. This episode was kind of boring.
Sure was. But hey, Bruno can see souls.
Yeah, Bruno. So here's the thing. We learn that Bruno is dead for sure.
Yeah.
But also, he's not really seeing anything.
No.
He is only seeing spirits. So when he sees cars on the street, he's seeing the souls of the drivers.
Yeah.
When he sees the busu, he sees the soul scent.
Mm.
And he thinks that Diavolo is Trish because, obviously, father-daughter.
Yes.
Right? Our souls have the same scent, as the boss says.
Yes.
Which is some bullshit.
Absolute bull.
Which is some bullshit.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, like, for some reason, the boss is like, I'm going to help Bruno across the street because I want to see who he's trying to meet.
Yeah.
I want to see what's going on, how they're trying to defeat me, blah, blah, blah. some fake tension ensues where the boss sees Mista.
Yeah.
And eventually they get into the Colosseum.
Yeah, that's the part I was like, well, I didn't get that part. Because he makes this big fuss about having to hide behind the
rock or whatever. Yeah.
But then once Bruno recognizes him as Trish, he's like, okay, we can walk. It's no problem.
He's like, we can go.
Yeah.
So after that, we get into the Colosseum, which is actually the important part.
Yeah.
And we see our boy Jean-Paul Polnareff from Part 3 fame chilling in a wheelchair holding the arrow.
The golden arrow.
And it turns out there's more than one, baby.
Yeah.
So he is on the top, or the second floor of the Colosseum, and Bruno and quote-unquote Trish are on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, you guys, I don't have any data on this person. Who is this?
Yeah, who this person?
And Bruno says that, hey, this is Trish. You don't have any info on her because we kept it that way. She's the boss's daughter. We're here to, like, help her and stop the boss. And Jean-Paul, being the seasoned stand battle veteran he is, decides, hey, I need to see your stand.
Show me what up.
Show me what's up. I want to see. And the boss is like, shit, this guy's smart. He wants to see range. He wants to know what I look like, possibly get a feel on what kind of powers I have, stuff like that. And he's like, I don't know what to do, baby.
Yeah.
And in that moment, he just says, fuck it. He starts skipping time like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's like, whatever.
Yeah, he's like, what? I don't give a shit. And he's walking up to Jean-Paul Polnareff, who, it turns out, has had a previous encounter with the boss. It turns out that the boss was an archaeologist for, I think it was the Speedwagon Foundation.
Yeah.
And they had dug up a whole bunch of arrows.
Yeah.
And he sold them to the old lady from Part 3, but kept one for himself.
Yeah.
And that is how he got his stand power, because he gave it to himself. The other thing is that, like, he used his power to become a mob boss.
Yes.
Meanwhile, on the other hand, Jean-Paul Polnareff went back to Europe and heard about a bunch of crimes, and he's like, oh, maybe I can stop it, like, just being good Samaritan.
Yeah.
And this is how their paths cross.
Yeah.
And even Jean-Paul, with his very fast stand, you can't beat skipping time.
Yeah.
And he gets one of his arms, both of his legs, karate chopped off. And also his eye karate chopped in half.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
And then he falls 20 stories onto a rock.
Yeah.
And still lives.
Somehow he managed to survive and make it to help.
Mm-hmm. How?
I don't know. Fuck, man.
Maybe his stand threw him. Because there is the one portion of this battle before we get into the next episode where there's some pretty clever stuff in terms of fighting. So while Diavolo is talking to Jean-Paul, he bites his thumb and starts making himself bleed.
Yeah.
And what that is for is that whenever the boss skips time, he counts, he's keeping track of the amount of
blood
dots that's dripping on his leg. And once it skips and he misses a couple, then he knows they're going to attack. And he uses the speed of his stand to do like a 360 attack, which actually cuts the boss.
Like an AoE.
Yeah. And it's some pretty clever stuff.
Yeah. We should also mention that as Diavolo was walking up the stairs, he transforms from young Shonin into the boss.
Into Zubbles.
Yeah.
And that was really cool how it was done. In the manga is really cool.
Oh.
Where it actually shows him, the pillar is kind of used as a panel divider.
Yeah.
And it's like panel to panel, he changes.
Oh.
Right? And stuff like that. So it's still cool that they kept that in the anime, where they show him walking from one side of the pillar to the other and coming out as a different person.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing we learn later is that Diavolo is a two-man job. He is two souls within one body.
Yeah.
So yeah, moving on to the fight, they do some AoE shit. Jean-Paul is all like, hey, I need to get out of here. So the only logical solution to this is to make my stand, throw my wheelchair up into the air and make an aerial escape.
Yeah. It was wild.
And Diavolo's like,
no,
I'm stopping this shit.
Yeah.
Also, punching you through the heart, you're going to die. But before that happens, Jean-Paul takes the stand and stabs his own stand, which then makes it melt.
Yeah, with the arrow.
With the arrow. And he doesn't know, and Diavolo's like, what the fuck is happening? What's going on? Like, why is this, blah, 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 blah. And his stand changes into just some walking menace.
Yeah.
Which leads us into the next episode.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's titled Requiem Gently Plays, I believe. But in the manga, it's My Guitar Gently Weeps, like the Beatles song.
Yes.
And they're going through it. At the end of the last episode, the new stand put everyone to sleep.
Yep.
Everyone starts waking up, but everyone's soul is switched. So confirming that within this universe, souls exist. And also that your stand is connected to your soul. Because Mista and Trish switch, but their stands come with them, even though they're in their new bodies.
Yeah.
Same thing with Giorno and Narancia. Giorno's body is using Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And this one becomes more, this whole episode is dedicated to the list, like, what the fuck is even happening right now? Trying to figure out the mystery. What is Bruno doing just lying there on the floor? So who was close to Bruno when so everyone got switched? Because it seems like the people who got switched was whatever you're close to.
Yeah.
We see like a man gets switched with his dog.
Yeah.
A mom gets switched with her baby.
Yep.
Stuff like that. And I think this stand is bullshit.
Uh-huh.
I believe there is like a story caveat for why this happens. But My Guitar Gently Weeps is the introduction to the fact that stands can be upgraded with the arrow. But also, I think it's probably one of the most boring stands in the franchise.
Uh-huh.
Mainly because it just turns it into Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really feel that impactful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because, one, they Freaky Friday, yeah, that's a different body. But they still all retain their original stands, and now that all their original stands are powered up.
Yeah, like they're all refreshed or something.
Yeah, so like I don't, like, it doesn't really change anything.
Like, this stand is strictly to set up the final battle.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't really add too much that's interesting, but it heals everybody. So it lets you do some wild shit from a narrative perspective by having a more crazy final battle.
It's a really long-winded Senzu bean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an AoE Senzu bean.
Yeah.
But if also Krillin went into Goku's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Oh, man. What would happen if you went into, like, what's the one guy? Like, Yajirobe?
Oh, the fat.
The fat guy.
The samurai sword?
Yeah, he was useless.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would suck to be him, I guess. Ugh. Ugh.
But based on the JoJo power, if Goku went to Yajirobe, he would just have the Yajirobe body, but he would have the Goku power.
True.
Like, he would still KO-ken that shit.
Yeah, but I think it'd be harder for him because he's fat.
Would it? What if it just went instant ripped and super safe?
Damn. Like sumo wrestler?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. You bring up an interesting point. So, yeah, they're going through that. And I think the biggest reveal at the end is that, hey, we see the boss coming running through the door. And we're like, holy shit, let's fuck him up. It's the boss. He doesn't know we're here.
Yeah.
But we also see that Guitar Gently Weeps, the stand, is chilling with an arrow. Yeah. And then also... Oh, yeah. Jean-Paul Pernera switched with a fucking turtle.
Yeah.
Before he died, his soul switched with the turtle.
Yeah.
So he is a turtle now.
Yeah.
And he's like, Giorno, don't fucking attack this mofo. And he's like, yeah. Why? And Bruno's stand, Sticky Fingers, comes out of Diavolo's body.
Yeah.
And just totally fucks up the one stand.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're going to grab that arrow. We're going to do some wild shit. And we're getting into the final battle of JoJo.
Yeah. I will say, when Diavolo, they finally revealed his identity, I was a little surprised by his appearance. He didn't look like what I thought he would look like.
Mm.
Like, I didn't think he'd be such, like, a skinny, pretty boy with the, like...
Yep.
Or, with the, like, tattered hair and clothes.
This series, or this part, is the turning point in art style for Araki.
Oh, really?
Where, from part one... They're just super yoked, no neck.
Yeah.
Huge, 6'4",
yeah.
250 pounds of muscle, right? They're yeah. huge. And as the as art kept going on, and like different stuff change, like popularity stuff changes, like
yeah.
The big muscle guys aren't popular anymore. And so he changes art style to make more palatable characters.
Yeah.
Where if you go all the way to part 8, like Homeboy is like me. Like, is it, just a fucking
is
bean.
It like the clamp art style?
Yeah, kind of. Oh, okay. Like, I'll show you a picture of Cardi while yeah, I'm talking about yeah. this. But this is definitely the start of skinnier characters, more fashionable characters.
Yeah, like, that was the weird part. Because, like, he always talks to himself as, like, this professional boss character. And so I guess I expected someone who was a bit more, not necessarily jacked or anything, but just a bit more put together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy just seems like he's from the streets.
So here's the people from part 8. Where they're all skinny.
Oh, yeah.
They're all models.
Yeah, wow, they are all models.
Right? Like, yeah. even the guys are, like, super pretty.
Yeah, they're very Bishonen.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, this is the part where his art style starts changing. And this is also the part where he started collaborating more with, like, fashion people. So part 6 had a collaboration with Gucci.
Oh.
Stuff like that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. The... so, yeah, getting back to the battle, I kind of want to wait to talk about the next anime club after this is done.
Oh, like, want to go to the end?
Like, when JoJo is done. Like, I want the next time we talk about JoJo to fair. Be the end of JoJo.
That's fair.
Because this final battle and, like, arc...
kind of all links together.
It all links together, and then also... It's kind of weird to talk about halfway through.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But we're coming to the tail end.
I feel like we've been coming to the tail end for a while.
Yeah, we're at the tail end. We saw probably our last new stand.
Yep.
So far, what's your overall take on JoJo? Other than I don't like it. Like, give me a nuanced position on.
I guess
on what like irks you the wrong way.
It's just the general setup of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is definitely like the narrative is very much super basic,
mm-hmm.
in that it's we got to chase MacGuffin from episode to episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for me, like a good narrative will always pull me in, and that's the one thing of this show that I just feel like isn't there.
Okay.
Like, some of the action sequences and whatnot, like, there's some cool moments, there's some sort of wild, questionable moments, and then there's just, like, what the fuck moments.
I can see time in my hair.
Yeah, like, and it's just like, okay. And, like, while they do create cool situations, there are some where it's just like, that just seems like the biggest fucking, like...
ass pull?
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. You're like, God, the one with the fish in the liquid?
Yo, teleporting sharks!
Like... wow. Wow!
The shark grows with a pool of water.
Yeah, like, it is, and like, there's moments like that where it's like, on one hand, it's like, I totally get why that's cool. But it's also just like, that's just super fucked. Like,
how do you beat a teleporting shark?
Yeah, like, how, what, like, and, oh, there's that. That's definitely, like, how everyone's just a fucking mad genius.
When the situation arises.
Yeah. Yeah, but what, but in, like, the in-between moments, everyone's a fucking idiot.
Just doofuses.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I understand the popularity. It's in some ways, like, I totally get how this influenced a lot of modern, say.
I wouldn't say that, like, part five, like.
No.
It's definitely part three and backwards were the things that definitely influenced modern shonen manga.
No, but I guess, like, in the sense that, like, just the structure of the show.
Okay.
And, like, what they do. Like, a lot of modern shonen do the same thing. Like, I, like, if we take, like, show we both, like My Hero.
Mm.
Same sort of shit, right? Like, yeah. It's definitely episode to episode. Here's the next pickup we gotta chase down. Here's some cool powers. Let's check it out.
Yeah. Let's combine different powers in different ways and see what happens.
Yeah. I think the only difference, like, with that show is that it has a bit more, it leans heavier more on character development, whereas these shows don't. Like, JoJo does not.
JoJo is about power development.
Yeah, like, it is not about...
Separate from characters.
Yeah, like, there's characters in the show, but they're not the focus of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're just... They are used as a narrative device to display the wild happenings.
To be a JoJo character, you have to have a minimum of 200 IQ.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the entry point.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everyone else is just beyond that.
Yeah. And so, like, I think that's where, like, now, I understand why you don't like this show.
Yeah.
In terms of that, because the character development, while I have shows where I really like character development, but a lot of my favorite shows are just wild.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I really like Fooly Cooly. Inside Fooly Cooly is a very thought out narrative about growing up as a young teenage boy and the struggles you have to go through to high school and finding yourself. But also, you will never get that the first run through, right?
Like, exactly. And I had that issue.
It's just some wild ass shit.
Yeah.
And JoJo kind of delivers on that wild ass shit for me, where I like to see different powers. Like, my favorite portion of My Hero is not really character development.
Yeah.
It is.
You don't like arguing best waifu? Come on, best girl.
Oh, it's Invisible Girl, duh. The doi.
Wow.
Come on.
I see.
You see that body pillow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the
outline. It's just the outline of her laying down in the gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, mwah. Delicious.
All right.
So the thing is like, my favorite part of My Hero is not really character development, but it is powers. It is when you meet Beak Boy and he can disintegrate people and you're like, what the fuck? Like, when you meet Deku and he can, like, fly. Not Deku. Who's your favorite boy?
Bakugo.
Yeah, Bakugo. When you meet Bakugo and he can use his grenade hands to fly. When you meet Deku and he's so powerful that he just breaks his own body. Like, a lot of that shit is fucking wild.
Yeah.
And that's the stuff I like. Oh, Teleporting Boy. When Tintin is all like, hey, check it out. Yeah. Woo, teleport to the ground, bitch. Like, those are my favorite portions. And JoJo is just that concentrated.
Yeah.
It is 100% wild juice. Like,
yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Squeezed out of the freshest, wildest oranges.
Yeah.
And part five is definitely one of the wildest.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
I got that.
So, I've always, like, the thing is, like, whenever I talk to JoJo people, it's very popular. So I've never really, one of the reasons I wanted to pick this for Anime Club is because it's not the pure fact that I knew you wouldn't enjoy it. Like, it's not like I'm going to make Vin suffer. But it's also, I wanted a different opinion on certain points of the show.
You're right. I don't think I've met anyone who's disliked JoJo at least as much as myself. I don't think I've ever met anyone. Like, I'm sure they exist, but those people just choose not to watch the show.
Yeah. Or it's like those people just don't watch anime, right? Yeah. Like, I don't want to watch some dumb shit.
Everybody into anime likes JoJo to some degree.
Yeah.
I remember I said I didn't like it that one time. Backlash.
When?
backlash.
Like on Twitter?
No, like at a convention.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
At like a Transformers convention.
What?
Like, how the fuck is that?
What?
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's really, like, just penetrated the nerd culture.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, so I didn't think this would be an issue.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing. They just, you know, they give me that dirty look, and they're like, we don't trust you.
Yeah. What are you, like, a Code Geass?
Yeah. Disgusting. More or less. Yeah. Yeah,
So, yeah, we are getting to the tail end. I do want to just talk about... The next time we talk about this show, sure. I want it to be the end.
Sure. I'll look up how many episodes that we actually do have left. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Because it sounds like we're getting there.
Yeah. The whole Guitar Gently Weeps thing is very short, but then I think there's maybe after Guitar Gently Weeps, I think there's two small, like they're contained within the same large arc, but there's too many arcs.
Okay.
So I think if I remember correctly, that's it.
Okay,
cool. There's a big fight and there's something. And then, yeah.
Cool beans. All right, then. That'll be it for now for JoJo.
Yeah, give us your opinions on JoJo.
If you've been following along with us, it's been a ride.
If part 6 gets animated, should I pick it for Anime Club?
No!
Don't do it.
No!
But that one's all about female prison.
No. No.
There's a guy that fights with Feng Shui.
Don't worry. Our next Anime Club is cool, guys.
Is it?
It is.
Listen, I don't know if it's cooler than JoJo.
Some would say it's the coolest.
All right.
Got the Blu-ray, so.
It's good. Oh.
It's okay. Good. Okay. It's a good.
Okay.
It's a me, Mario.
Oh, it's Isekai.
Sure.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, sure. Okay. Sure. All right, see you guys next time.
Bye.